All right, the president gave his State of the Union address last night. Technically, the first State of the Union address given by President Trump. His speech to a joint session of Congress a year ago was not a State of the Union. Last night, of course, he pointed out lots of positives. I think no matter which side of the aisle you sit on, when you witness the State of the Union, you're witnessing history. U.S. Senator Gary Peters joins us right now from Washington. Senator, good morning.
Well, good morning, Paul. Always a pleasure to be with you.
Now, what did you think of the speech last night?
Well, he certainly highlighted some compelling stories from folks that were in attendance, some very powerful stories. He didn't do a lot of specifics on policy. One that I was looking to see was on infrastructure. That's one thing where I believe we can come together in a bipartisan way, which we have to do in Congress. And I think when in terms of infrastructure, rebuilding bridges and roads and making sure that high-speed internet's available all throughout the state of Michigan and rural areas in particular. Unfortunately, the president was pretty short on details, and it looks as if his plan will not be as helpful as I think most of us would have liked to have seen.
Well, he certainly put a big price tag on it. He talked about $1.5 trillion in infrastructure, but he didn't necessarily say where that money was going to come from.
Well, he didn't, although what we have seen in reports prior to that, and I think it was confirmed in the speech, is that about $200 billion of that is federal money, and the rest of the money has to come from state and local governments who will then get a match of that money. So that means the vast majority of that money has to come from the state of Michigan and local communities throughout the state, and that's tough, particularly if a local community is strapped for resources now. I'm not sure how they're going to have access to that federal money. It's not going to work, and he also talks about public-private partnerships and infrastructure, and that's another word for saying toll roads. And I'm not sure that that's the way we want to go in Michigan. You know, we don't have any toll roads now, and I don't think that's the way to build infrastructure, is to have private companies basically buying out roads and then charging tolls for them.
What did you think of what the president had to say about immigration last night?
Oh, the immigration? He
yeah.
put out a framework for us to be able to go forward. I'm not, again, that's pretty short on details. As you know, we've been engaged in some bipartisan negotiations to try to find some middle ground to be able to move it forward, particularly for the DACA program or also the Dreamer program, which are these young kids that came to the country with their parents when they were very young and basically grew up in America, go to our schools, serve in our military. The plan he put forward, though, we'll see where the details are. The problem has been, and it's been a problem with this issue and others, is that the president will put out a proposal and then the following day we'll have a different proposal and on the third day perhaps a third one. So it's pretty hard right now to figure out exactly where he will be. He's going to be critical for us to get through this because it has to get through the Republican-controlled House, and the president's view will be important, but it's still unclear exactly what that is.
And, of course, the clock is ticking on that again, isn't it?
It is. We will start a debate in the Senate on February 8th after the budget proposal. We are working there, and I know a number of my colleagues are there. There are several different groups working on it and trying to bring people together to find that common ground. And I'm certainly hopeful we'll be able to do that. And then, in addition to dealing with that, of course, border security, which is very important for us in Michigan, northern border. And the thing I've been pushing is it's not just the southern border. A lot of the discussion has been related to the southern border. But in my mind, we cannot forget the northern border. And certainly in the Port Huron area with the bridge and other issues around our state, I want to make sure that as we talk about border security, we include the north as well.
All right. We'll talk more about that next time. Senator, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Always great to be with you, Paul. Thank you.
Take care. Bye now.